Blog Talk Radio. Today is Wednesday, February 15th, 2017, and this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy, wonderful Wednesday to you all, and welcome. You are always welcome here. I know you know that by now, but you know why? I'm glad you asked. It's because I do these shows for you. Yes, it's true. I do it for you. You see, when I say that the insights and information and education and empowerment that you get here is smart and wise, you can be sure that it really is, and it always is. And that's by special design, just for you. No flying by the seat of my pants here. I'm trying to provide info that gives you some kind of takeaway and something you can tuck away in your bag of goodies for your mind, your body, your soul, your life, your work, or your business. And with that being said, how about I introduce you to someone who brings her genius to the Foxology Today spotlight this morning with an abundance of information to share about what continues to be the most explosive tool available for marketing your stuff and things. She's Karen Liz Albert, author of Social Media for Small Biz, and also the founder and president of her company, Behind Your Curtain. And she's joining me today to share concepts and ideas on social media marketing for your small business and maybe some other things too. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the opportunity to be here for you and your listeners.
Absolutely. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much. How are you?
I'm doing good. I thought you were going to tell people what you told me about 2 minutes ago. You said, I'm ready. I said, I like that.
Yes, I am ready to share. Absolutely.
Yes, indeed. That's wonderful, and so are we. Well, you know, social media does continue to be such an explosive area, arena, topic of discussion. And so I'm happy. I've talked to two or three other marketing gurus, social marketing gurus on my show, and it's always very fascinating, and I think it's always extremely helpful for people who really want to know how to utilize these tools best. And so I'm glad to have you here again about this topic that never seems to get any smaller. It's just spreading and like wildfire
right. All
the time. So
yes.
Let's start off first, because you do have your own company. Tell us first of all about Behind Your Curtain, your company. Let's start there. I love the name. How'd you come up with it?
Thank you. Well, you know, it really is representative of what I do, that it's, if you kind of think about the concept of even Wizard of Oz, right, where you can have some results that are pretty powerful and impactful, but it's really important to recognize who it is that you have working for you behind your curtain, pulling the levers and pushing all the buttons. And so that's really what the concept is of the name of the company, is that I can strategize with you, and I can post and tweet for you, and I can make it look like you, but it's actually me behind your curtain. And so that's always a really kind of a fun name to have. And whenever I'm going into any of my networking circles or anything, it's fun to be able to describe that, and the visual that you get from it, right? That it's all about you. I just want to support you from behind the scenes and make sure that I make you look good, because it's all about my customers. So that's kind of the concept behind the name.
That's very clever. And you know what? Now I can't get that image out of my head about the Wizard of Oz and behind the curtain.
Right.
Pulling those layers and talking into that speaker system.
Right, exactly.
Wouldn't it be cool if you created something like that?
Yeah,
wouldn't it be clever, even more clever, if you created a real visual like that for yourself? I think that would be exciting. Talk about something that could go viral. That would be it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I should. I got to get put on my creative thinking hat in that one.
Yeah,
thank you.
Well, listen, you've been around, too, for a long time, 20 years or so. Where did you actually start out in this industry?
Well, I was originally in the mid-90s. I started working for a software company in Los Angeles, California area. And, you know, it was like we started working out of the garage kind of a situation. So, you know, I'm sure with any small startups, you're wearing every different hat that you possibly can to just make sure that the company is being successful. But my background has been in sales and marketing for even before then. And so eventually the software company grew to a size where it made sense for me to be able to step in into more of the marketing, the sales position. And so, you know, from understanding of traditional marketing, the old traditional pre-social media days, you would create your own copy content and you would literally have to hand it over to whatever the distribution company was, whether it was TV, radio, magazine, whatever print distribution. And once you gave them your ad copy, you were really completely dependent upon them getting it in front of who they said they were going to get it in front of, when they said they were going to get it in front of, and you had to pay them. And so, you know, after being with the software company for going on 10 years, and that was my world, then Facebook comes on the scene, and I'm like, okay, wait a second. I can make my own copy and content and ad whenever I want, and I can put it in front of whoever I want, whenever I want, and it's free. I was like, oh, yeah, sign me up for that. I'm all over that. So I really rolled up my sleeves and got very excited about looking into this tool and also how would I would be able to use that tool at the software company. And we were one of the kind of the early adopters of being able to use it as a tool to facilitate service and communication and support through Facebook pages and groups and such. And so it was really just fascinating. And the psychology behind it is all just absolutely fascinating. And so then 2010, I'm still, you know, plugging along at the software company, making other people a whole lot of money and getting my paycheck. And then unfortunately, my mom, she got sick with cancer and passed away in like 3 months in 2010. And I don't know if you or your listeners out there have ever had a situation where, you know, something just occurs that just completely knocks you off your axis and you're like, okay, I'm really looking at this situation as one that is allowing me to really focus on what am I doing? What's my purpose here? You know, am I really making a difference? Like, life is short, right? So you find yourself in that moment of reflection and wanting to really look at where can I really be making a difference. And so I knew that what I was doing at that time with the software company just wasn't that. It wasn't it. It wasn't really what I want to be doing. And so I parted ways with the software company, and they were very gracious. And I just took some time off, and I didn't really quite know exactly what it is that I wanted to do. I just knew it wasn't that. And so in my time of reflection, my neighbor and very dear friend owned a nonprofit organization. And so she was like, you know, you're not doing anything. You could help me. I've got a fundraiser coming up and I need help to get people to attend and buy tickets and get sponsors and all that stuff. And, you know that social media Facebook thing. So I'd love your help. So I thought, all right, you know, let me spend some time in that, and it's for a good cause. And so 3 months later, we have this fantastic event, and it's a total success. And the real estate agents that had actually donated the space for the event came up to me, and they said, so how much would you charge to do our social media? And I was like, I'm going to get right back to you on that, because at that point, I had not really actually, you know, even thought about maybe turning this into a business concept. But, man, opportunity was knocking, right? So I went back and put a proposal together, and so here I am 7 years later, just blessed and humbled and honored that I've had the opportunity to provide some support, social media marketing support, and create strategies, effective strategies for hundreds of small business owners, entrepreneurs, and now have the opportunity to meet someone like you and be on your show and hopefully continue to share my knowledge and background with your listeners.
Well, that's a pretty awesome story. And yes, I do understand very much how those things can happen. I lost my daughter to breast cancer less than 2 years ago.
Oh,
and so I do understand exactly. And, you know, I didn't say that we needed to, you know, put a pin there and emphasize that. I just wanted to say this about it, though, how even though it was a tragedy, out of it became very obvious to you a destiny. And I guess I do try to convey to listeners, you know, it's those extreme difficult places in our life. If you can, you know, just come to grips with yourself, you will surprise yourself very often at what's on the other side of that. It takes a lot of courage, strength, and fortitude and faith, but you'll be all right. So that's what I'm going to say about that. And let's move on. You know what? Pardon me. Tell us this, because, you know, as I said, social media is huge. Everybody knows that. How real is the necessity of it for anybody or everybody? Is it something that can work regardless of what you're doing? Is it all wrapped up in just how you do it?
Okay, so I heard two different questions there. So the first question is, you know, is it for everybody? And the answer is yes, comma. it is for everybody if you have a strategy in place. And I say that because when I first started doing my business, and I just literally launched into, I'm going to post and tweet for you, and the challenge was really proving the value of what I was doing and the client seeing the return on their investments in me and what I was doing. And so it became very clear in a very short period of time that what was missing was the strategy. And so by strategy, I mean having a really good understanding of, number one, who's your target market? Who are you trying to talk to? Who is it that is going to have the need for whatever product or service it is that you are offering? And without really clearly understanding that, you do end up sort of mistaking activity for progress. You're just sort of posting and tweeting and throwing it up against the wall, right, and hoping someone out there receives it and it sticks, as opposed to doing some initial research and figuring out where that target market is. And so when you have a clearer understanding of who it is that has the problem, you can also understand what that dialogue needs to sound like. So what is the pain that you are solving for that particular target market? And then crafting your message to get in front of that target market using the appropriate social media tool. So in other words, appropriate social media tool means, is your target market even using that particular social media tool? And I'll give you an example of a woman who had hired me to help increase her business sales, and she wanted me to create a whole Facebook fan page for her and put some copy and content and posts together. But after spending some time discovering that the product she sold was a product that she sold to doctors. It was within the medical industry. And I said, you're basically going to be wasting your money and your time because doctors are not on Facebook. So we needed to shift her focus and create an entire strategy of using LinkedIn, because that's where her market is. And so I say all of that to go back to point one is understand who you are selling to, and then look at which tool is going to be the most effective for you. Sometimes Facebook isn't the right tool with respect to that example that I just gave. And then obviously there's other examples where Facebook is the best tool, looking at, okay, so what's the strategy that we want to put to get in front of your market using Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or LinkedIn, you know, if you will. So I hope that answered your question.
Mm-hmm. It did. I'm curious about the various opportunities that there are in social media, because you see so much going on with a lot of people, and I'm curious again, what about, you know, the different opportunities? Instagram, and is Snapchat a good one for business? Is Facebook, we know, is always lively. LinkedIn, Google Plus, Periscope. Can you just, I know I named several, but can you just hit on those and, you know, say yay or nay,
sure,
and why?
Yeah, absolutely. There's from a business perspective, the top social media tools that I generally recommend are LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. YouTube and Google Plus are ones that I still recommend, really, Google Plus especially, only because of the fact that they are owned by Google. Google Plus is really kind of it's a failure in the world of Google wanting to have developed a tool that they thought was going to replace Facebook, and it just didn't. They've not been successful at being able to capture the audience and change their behavior over into this new tool. And so I wouldn't be surprised if Google Plus is actually just dissolved. And I really don't even believe that Google is investing much more of their development dollars into it. But at the same time, it is still owned by Google. And so if you do want to get recognition, quote unquote, from Google, because
right,
you don't want to discount the power that Google has to present you in front of an audience that is searching for your product or service, right? So you really still,
exactly,
have to look at it as using social media as the social media can be very effective in getting you in front of a community that does know about you and stay in front of a community that knows about you. So your fans and your followers, those ones that have made that connection. So gives you the opportunity to continue to communicate, but then you also have the community that doesn't know about you yet. And those are the ones that are out there searching. And, you know, Google still being the largest search engine, you don't want to discount the impact that you can have by using the Google, I call it Google nepotism, right? So Google owns Google Plus, they own YouTube, and so you just don't want to discount using them. So I use them still. They don't get me as much traction within my community that knows about me, but again, I'm not going to discount it because of the power that it could have for the Google search engine side. And you mentioned Snapchat. I don't recommend Snapchat for businesses. It's a much younger audience, unless you have a business that's your target market is the younger audience. Then I don't incorporate that. It's more of the true sense of social, right? It creates an opportunity for the younger generation to share what it is that their immediate point in time, what they're doing, and not a lot of preconceived expectation of someone selling anything to them. So in that sense, I don't generally recommend Snapchat, but still Instagram still can be very powerful as a part of the social media marketing strategy. Facebook, like you said, definitely if your market is on there, you definitely don't want to discount that. And Twitter is still incredibly powerful. You can see what it can even do for a presidential campaign. I mean, it's a tool that different than Facebook, where Facebook is more about quality versus quantity. Twitter is kind of the opposite. It's really more quantity than quality, and gives you the opportunity to just be constantly either communicating what you have going on or receiving what's going on out there in the world, what's trending. And it's pretty powerful if you can get hooked onto something that's trending. You can get some pretty immediate exposure in a very short period of time. So it's one, it's kind of, most users have either kind of a love or hate relationship with Twitter. A lot of people just don't know how to use it, but it's a great tool for the education community. The young college and high school students are all over it, so it's a great source for people within education to sort of stay in touch and communication with their students and such. So that's where it's been really, really powerful as well. And I think, did I touch on all of them that you had mentioned?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
Listen, the other question I have about all of that, because there is so much available, what are some of the common mistakes people are making in those choices or content?
That they're trying to market themselves to everyone and not getting as narrow and targeted as they need to be. So, in other words, that you could have a local business that you provide a product or a service to a particular local community, but you are trying to get your message out to anybody out there that might be interested. And so it's a really common problem that I see. And when I do a lot of my speaking engagements or my workshops, it's step one is let's just spend a little bit of time helping you understand who you should be narrowing your focus to, who you should be creating messages. So if you are in a local area, don't discount using that local area as a part of your communication, meaning even in your how you write out your posts. If you're in an area such as like Westchester, Los Angeles, because Los Angeles is so big, but if you're in a little area like Marina Del Rey or Venice, and that's who you want to target, every post should actually have that geo statement in it, like Venice, California, and make sure that you're getting really targeted, or if it's women, that you are saying women and then your post, or if it's men, and you just get really clear in every single post and communication, because the psychology of it, right, that I was talking about earlier is so fascinating. But if you are scanning your post on Facebook, for example, and you see a post that actually says the city that you or the community that you live in, you're just naturally going to stop and want to read it because it's something of interest. It's personal interest to you. And so I would say the biggest mistake that I see is companies trying to market themselves in a very vast, broad approach, versus getting it very, very narrow. And, you know, you can have more than one narrow if it's mm-hmm. more than one area, but just stay focused in those areas. Get really clear on two or three local areas that you really want to pinpoint and just get real strategic. Because I know that actually the community that you would want to talk to that's in Venice, California is not the same that you would want to talk to in Santa Monica, for example, even though they're right next door to each other. It's a different community, it's a different lifestyle, it's a different culture. So the way you would talk to them would be different. If you're trying to talk to all of them using the same verbiage, then you're missing out on that conversation, right?
Yeah. Karen, I know you have a wonderful book out that is designed to answer many of the questions I've asked of you in much more detail and provide actual strategies to help businesses grow and expand you with the use of social media. We have a few minutes left. We have about 5 minutes left. Why don't you tell people about your book? If you want to pinpoint a couple of things that you'd like to share, let's let them know where they can get it.
Okay. Well, thank you. If you can sign up to receive the download. It is on my website, which is behindyourcurtain.com. And there's a link there for you to sign up to receive it's basically it's an e-guide, and it's something that I offer to anybody, because I understand the challenge, the questions that you had asked, or a lot of the questions that I get, the challenges is really, as a business owner, how can I effectively use social media? And so some of the points that I reference in there is the ability for them to really look clearly at the most effective way to use each of these top social media tools. And I kind of touched on it a little bit of as I was speaking and answering your questions, but I really kind of break it down and looking at each tool. And then in the very first section of it is actually talking a lot about getting really clear on steps you can take to create that target market. And some of the things that I talk about, which a lot of business owners don't take the time and necessarily even realize that they should take the time to look at what it is about them specifically that has created the customer base that they have. Every one of us has some differentiator, right? I call it our unique selling proposition within our own DNA, that there's customers that come back time after time, like the top 10 customers. What do they look like? What's their profile? Think about what is their, are they married? Are they single, female, male? What's their age? Are they educated? What's their income level? And then also think about what their psychographics are. So what is their spending habits, or what do they enjoy? Are they wine enthusiasts or travel enthusiasts, or are they foodies? And it's amazing when you spend time and look at sort of the top 10 clients and the ones that always come back, or the great referral sources for you, and you start to really profile what those customers look like, you start to see some consistency. And it's really fun to kind of put that together and see how you can then look at the social media tools to say, is that a market that actually exists on Facebook, for example? And then the steps to go through how you find those markets on Facebook and then craft your message, right? So that you know you're speaking clearly to that market. Because why reinvent the wheel, you know, if it's working and you have these customers that are consistently coming back to you? You might as well, it's working, right? So, you know, take advantage of that. So that's kind of a fun part of the book as well.
Well, I'm sure a lot of it is fun and informative. And I want to thank you so much for taking the time and opportunity to be with me today to share all of that great information. Would you give out your website before we wrap?
Yeah, it's behindyourcurtain.com.
Behindyourcurtain.com. I've been talking with Karen Liz Albert, and I know you can tell from the conversation she knows her stuff, and so I hope you'll check her out and get some more of that great information, insight that she's offering. And it's F-R-E-E. How about that, sports fans? That's great, isn't it? Karen, thank you again. I appreciate
you.
And
I appreciate you
wish
too.
You so
thank
much
you so
more
much.
Continued success, and look forward to maybe having you on again sometime in the not-too-distant future. You enjoy your day, and thank you.
I would really enjoy that. Thank you so much. You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Sounds good. All right. Bye now. And I want to thank all of you again for being with me today. I hope you enjoyed that show. So many of us are doing things that we know that social media can be such a complement to us, and certainly, as we've talked about, a boost to whatever you're doing, whether it's your image or sales, products, services, or whatever, it certainly serves its purpose. And I hope that conversations like these will help you use it well. Please tell your friends on social media about Foxology today. I am offering information on shows that give you empowerment and education insights that, as I said, you can put in your bag of goodies and use for life, work, business, and so many other things. So I am going to look forward to talking to you again next time. I hope you have an amazing day. Thank you so much for listening. In the meantime, be good, be blessed, be awesome.